So he wants you to learn how to live life the way he gives it. And the way he gives life, no defeat is in life. No sickness is in that life. No failures in that life. No weakness is in that life. And that's why he wants you to learn. There's victory over the devil and all of his works in that life. Life has triumphed over death. And that's why he wants you to learn how. But if you stay here in your mind and with your flesh, you always be reason when spiritual things come up. I don't know if that'll work. You always fight. And see, your mind, until you renew it, it's going to fight spiritual things. Because you learned a lot of natural stuff. You learn a lot of, I heard they said, and you know, child, have you heard? You've filled up with that. You've been around that environment. Hello? But listen to what he said. That you may have what? Be given unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of him. Right? The eyes of your heart. The eyes of your understanding being what? Enlightened. That you may what? May what? Excuse me, don't get offended. You. What's your name? Oh, you. She knows her name. Did she get it? That you may. She didn't say my name is Jill or. A Lucille. She knows her name. God wants you to know who you are. Are you hearing me this morning? If you can know things in the natural, you can better know them in the spirit when you learn how to receive. I pray. This is what Ephesians said. The eyes of your heart, the understanding, been enlightened. Listen to that. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination. And so your heart is where you imagine things. Illuminate. Flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the whole. Flooding you with light. That's what the Spirit of God, that's what you're praying. I want to be flooded with light until my heart is illuminated with the light of God. And so I can see clearly like God sees. What you want to see? The devil is defeated. What you want to see? I'm more than a conqueror. What you want to see? I can do what God says I can do. What you want to see? I'm weak. I am not weak, but I'm strong like the Lord say I am. What you want to see? I cannot be defeated, therefore I won't quit. I don't care how many times I fall down, I'm going to get right back up and get it because I'm convinced I can win. But if you don't think you can do it, guess what? How many of you gonna leave here? That we're gonna dismiss in a little while. I'm not gonna keep you here all day, because boy, I would not be in trouble. When we dismiss from this place, how many of you gonna say, boy, I'm going to the airport and I'm gonna fly me a jet today? No. You know why? Because you don't have any knowledge in that area. We got any pilots in the house? Let me see your hand. I ain't see no hand nowhere. Maybe have some wannabes. I won't deal with them. But listen to this. Flooded with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope you're called to. Ephesians said that King James said that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So you want to get a revelation of what he had called you to. You are his inheritance. And you want to know what he have given you in this inheritance. You, me, us. We are God's inheritance. He inherited us. He saw something in us. Whew. And so if he and anybody ever adopt a child that was an orphan or didn't have parents, anybody, when that child came into your home that you made that child, gave that child what, your name, what happened to that child? They can't, they act like you gave birth to them, that they was, am I right? Well, God have adopted us. We're his spiritual children. And we have every right that our elder brother has, Jesus, to everything that's in the kingdom of God. Why aren't we enjoying it? We don't know. We know a little something about it. But it's all here in the Bible. I mean, every bit of it, what you can do, all your rights and privilege. But, you know, and that's why doubt and unbelief is an enemy of yours. When you read it and then reason away, say, that ain't true. I ain't going to act on that. What if it doesn't happen? Well, see, you just put yourself in a place not to receive. But if you say, God said it, that's good enough for me. And begin to practice that every day in relationship and working on your job and in business in life and fellowship and interacting with other fellow believers and dealing with people in the world. If you put this into practice, this love walk, this faith walk, you will win in life. And you'll find out God will protect you from all the evil. Didn't say you wouldn't be challenged. Didn't say you wouldn't have problems. You just know how to overcome. You just know what to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, ooh, thank you, Jesus. What is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what who believe. I want to take time, if you don't mind, if they can't put it up, but at least I'm going to read it to you. I want to read this verse in the Amplified. And I want to get your ears open. What I mean by that, listen closely what's being said. And I'll explain some of it. I explained it to you. It says, and so that you can know and understand. See, we are his what? Inherited. He inherited us, his set apart one, the saint. He inherited us. Now, since you've been inherited and brought into the family, you need to know what's in the family, what you have a right to, what you become an heir of, what you're joint heir to. Don't you want to know? We are talking about spiritual things, right? So listen to the Amplified. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us. Notice in and for us. In what? In me and for me. In you and for you. That you may know What is this immeasurable? What is immeasurable? You understand what that is? You can't measure it. It's unmeasurable. Unlimited. What is unlimited? Has no limit. Unlimited. Surpassing